USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Iran doesn't understand reality. On Twitter, he said any attack on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. His national security advisor, John Bolton, said all options are on the table.
We see continuing evidence of Iran's violations of not just the nuclear deal, but the non-proliferation treaty itself.
Iranian expert Joe Serencioni says new U.S. sanctions aren't likely to change the equation.
The pressure from U.S. sanctions is real, but the purpose of sanctions is leverage. It's to get people to the negotiating table. These seem to be just insulting and punishing for Iran rather than any kind of incentive.
A Vietnamese court sentenced American Michael Nguyen to 12 years in jail. He was charged with attempting to overthrow the communist nation's government. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
The fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi is calling for an international investigation into his murder. She was joined by the UN's Anya Calamari.
I don't think the world can afford to turn a blind eye or to turn the page on a killing such as that of Mr. Khashoggi.
The UN has accused Saudi Arabia of carrying out a deliberate, premeditated execution. All but about 50 of the 300 or so children who are being held in rough conditions at a Border Patrol facility in Clint, Texas, are being transferred into the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Willamette Law Professor Warren Binford recently visited the center.
We are seeing dirty clothes on them. Many of them have not been bathed. Many of them talk about how hungry they are.
U.S. immigration officials say their facilities are overcrowded and overwhelmed by the record number of migrants flooding the southern border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Existing home prices and new home sales were both down last month, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Home prices slightly lower in April for the 13th consecutive month. According to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices last month were down 0.2% from March, but they were 3.5% above what they were a year ago. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa had the highest annual gains last month. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department reports new home sales have fallen for the second straight month, dropping 7.8% in May to a seasonally adjusted rate of 626,000 units, the lowest level since December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for gasoline has now declined for the seventh consecutive week. USA's John Clemens has more on the report.
The price dropped 2.5 cents a gallon down to right below $2.65. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that price will soon be increasing.
Prices at the pump last week declined basically due to previous drops in the price of oil. And that's why perhaps this last week of decline, the seventh straight week, may represent the last weekly decline we see for some time. It's likely that retail gas prices soon begin to pick up steam.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.